First of all, on election night, it will have zero effect on Stevens County. And here's the reason. There's a magical number, and that magical number is 750. If a precinct, which we only have one in Stevens County, and that's a historic courthouse, and again, we no longer vote at the senior center. Everything is here at the court, at the historic courthouse. So if a precinct has more than 750 ballots in the scanner, then they do not have to count them that night. So there is absolutely nothing to make me believe that we will have less than 750 ballots on election day. That is election day only. It has absolutely nothing to do with advanced in person and has absolutely nothing to do with absentee. We're talking strictly about election day ballots. So, in the past, what we've done is lock those machines up in the vault, and the next day, three poll managers, assistant poll manager, comes in, they take the ballots out, they straighten them up, they put them in a sealed container with serial numbered seals on them. All right, then they're placed in the vault until we get further instruction from the Secretary of State. For example, which ballots are going to undergo the risk limiting audit. The only addition that it will cause to a county like Stevens County is when those poll managers and assistant managers come in the next day, when they empty out the scanners, they will batch them in batches of 50. All three or four, whichever I have here, will each count to ensure that the number that's taken out of the scanner is the exact same number that is on that particular scanner. We'll be using three scanners on election day, and that will we will do it that way the next day. So, for counties that are, basically it's going to be smaller counties that are affected on election night. We all have to do it, but they're the ones that may be affected on election night. If a county has multiple precincts and they don't get more than 750 that's votes in that precinct, not total, but in that precinct on election day, then they will have to count them that night.